with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's legal team, citing executive privilege, is asking a Florida judge to dismiss the criminal case charging Mr. Trump with illegally retaining classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. The Biden administration imposing hundreds of new sanctions on Russia.
The sanctions come following the suspicious death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and are timed to mark 2 years since Vladimir Putin's forces invaded Ukraine. In a statement, President Biden said, "The American people and people around the world understand that the stakes of this fight extend far beyond Ukraine." The European Union also announced that it's imposing sanctions on several foreign companies accused of aiding Russia's war effort. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, they spread the word through speech and in song. And former President Trump is assuring the nation's religious broadcasters,
"We're going to save this country. It will be thanks to the men and women like you, like the people in this audience, and we are represented by the best, the people who make God's work your work. God's work, your work. That's what you do, and I want to thank you all. Incredible job. Thank you very much."
Mr. Trump addressing the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville last evening. AT&T is putting to rest speculation over the cause of yesterday's nationwide cell phone outage, saying it was not the result of a cyber attack. It was, according to AT&T, a technical issue. A privately owned lander has touched down on the moon, and that marks America's return to the lunar surface after more than 50 years. After his release pending trial, Alexander Smirnov has been rearrested, the ex-FBI informant accused of lying about a Biden family bribery scheme. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 194 points, the Nasdaq 4 points higher. This is SRN News. A pro-life group takes on the NAACP.
The American Life League has issued a rebuke to the iconic civil rights organization over its continued support for abortion and its recent assertion that abortion is, quote, a racial justice issue. In an open letter, ALL President Judy Brown says, quote, abortion is the ultimate racism, pointing out that nearly 20 million black babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade was approved, and 42% of all America's abortions are performed on African-American women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bills have been proposed in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia would require public school students to watch a pro-life video about the development of babies in the womb. If approved, the video would be added to the school's sex education curriculum. The video is produced by the pro-life organization Live Action, which says it would teach kids where they came from and encourage an appreciation for human life. This is SRN News. Marine scientists have been investigating what's been a most intriguing phenomenon of the ocean depths.
Whales sing loud enough that the sound travels through the ocean, but how they do that has been a mystery. A new study says whales have a specialized voice box that isn't seen in other animals. The study was too tiny to be definitive, but experts say the discovery will direct future research into how whales communicate. The research looked at voice boxes from three dead stranded whales. Lab experiments showed the whales use a cushion of fat and tissue to sing. Keith Peters reporting.
Several Federal Reserve policymakers warn against cutting interest rates too soon or by too much. They're urging caution following recent data showing inflation remained stubbornly and unexpectedly high last month. The worry is that moving too fast to cut rates could allow inflation to rise again after it declined significantly over the past year. More details, SRNnews.com.